Simply Autumn on 91.5 WMFO. Welcome to another edition of Dead Air with the best of goth and alternative. And it's Halloween, my friend. It's a goth time to shine. So I've got lots of Halloween-themed jams for you on today's program. Going with an electro vibe to kick things off. Nothing's better for Halloween than a horror show, right? It's a birthday masker. You're plugged into Dead Air. It's 91.5 WMFO.
Oh,
Inch Nails. The perfect drug, 91.5 WMFO. It's Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your Princess of Darkness, Genevieve. I've got the best of goth and alternative for you here today. It was Halloween. Most popular Halloween candy, according to Us Magazine, state by state. Iowa, North Dakota, they know where it's at. It's candy corn, baby. The most polarizing of Halloween treats. I'm a fan. I'm just going to come out and say it. New Hampshire, Starburst, Maine, Sour Patch Kids, right here in Mass. Another underrated gem, Butterfingers. Down with those, too. So Chelsea Wolf, she's certainly Halloween music, and lucky for you, she's at the Royale on Tuesday. Looked up this track on YouTube. Related video is Why You're Angry for No Reason. It's totally appropriate. When Anger Turns to Honey. You're checking out Dead Air.
Standing right in front of you. Yeah, I'm you, and I can
Misfits. Die, die, my darling. Close runner-up, though, Marilyn Manson. Closer runner-up, The Nightmare Before Christmas. In this track, I played a cut from a Nightmare Revisited soundtrack for you last week for your Mall Goth moment. Tis the season, so we're going with another track today. This is Halloween. 91.5 WMFO. It's Dead Air.
Boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange? Come with us and you will see the Saw Town of Halloween.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween.
Pumpkins scream in the dead of night.
This is Halloween.
I'm just So baby, shut up and let me drink the wine from your dirty cup. Velcro candy, sticky sweet, make my tattoos melt in the heat. Well, I ain't no veggie, like my flesh on the bone, alive and licking on your
show without little Alice Cooper. Feed my Frankenstein's 91.5 WMFO. Guest appearances on that track include Joe Satriani, Steve Vai, Nikki Sixx, and of course, the one, the only, Elvira. You guys into vampires? I am. Tim, Vampire Heart. Thanks for checking out Dead Air. Best goth alternative.
We'll be right back.
WMFO Medford Tufts Reformer Radio. Thanks for checking out Dead Air's Halloween show. AFI covering a Misfits Classics. Halloween, baby. Time to shine, so thanks for checking out Dead Air, the best of goth and alternative. The Princess of Darkness, Genevieve, she's heading on out. She's got Halloween festivities to attend to, cobwebs to put up, children to scare, black hats to hang out with, brooms to ride, etc., etc. I'm going to leave you with something special, though. Probably the only time we can get away with playing this one. But it's perfect. Tis this season. The Time Warp. Rocky Horror Picture Show.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees in tight. But it's the velvet crust. It really does feel insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's a dream. Oh, fantasy, free me, so you can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
Spaced out on sensation.
Like you're under sedation.
Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
Well, I was walking down the street just to have an affair.
to the left. On your hips.
As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, I do, but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org, brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.